Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Countrified UK podcast, brought to you all the way from the United Kingdom, bringing you your weekly fix of everything country. And now your hosts, Alex and Blaine.
Hey guys, I'm Alex and I'm with my boy Blaine.
Hey guys.
So, welcome to episode number 34. We're getting there. It's we'll be at 100 soon enough. No, okay. Well, an exciting episode once again this week, due to the fact we have an amazing duo come on, Tiger Lily.
Yeah, absolute amazing interview. Two sweet, really nice girls.
Yeah,
and so much fun as well.
Oh, they're a great laugh. I loved doing the Geordie challenge with them at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, like, well, not spoiler for you, but literally, it was either going to be really good or really bad.
One was really good.
Yeah. So then there's two. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we'll leave that to your opinion. You guys can tell us who you thought was better. It's not a competition.
But no, it was nice getting back interviewing like some American artists again.
Oh, definitely.
It's nice just getting back to with schedule after a few weeks off previously and then having the episode last week.
Yeah.
Independent artists.
That was good. And then from last week, we have moved. We're in a new place. We've got a new studio, which is a conservatory. It is, and it's an absolutely lush day today. England does not get this kind of weather, and we've managed to get it.
Yeah, you're lucky to get about 10 days of the air like this in England.
Yeah, I mean, we're currently sat on a couch with windows all around us, sun blaring on us. It is, I could probably just go to sleep.
If only you could see us now, the only description I would say is Miami voice.
That's probably the best description of us.
Yeah, we've both sat here in sunglasses, shorts, T-shirts, It is what it is.
Oh, man. Right. Okay. So back to the episode. So we've got quite a few exciting things coming up. Let's first of all, before obviously we talk more about the interview with Tiger Lily, we have to talk about a gig that we're going to. Kane Brown.
Yes.
January 2023.
Yeah. I think it's the 21st. Anyway, so yeah, Kane Brown announced that he would be coming on a UK tour and he would be bringing along his friends, Restless Road,
who cannot wait.
We're so excited to meet, like, finally actually meet in person and see them perform as well. Obviously, if you go back a couple of episodes and listen to that interview, I think you could say that we have become good friends with them.
Oh, yeah. We had such a laugh. And I did say to them, if they ever came over to the UK, that we would take them out.
Yeah.
Annoyingly, we're going to London, so if we're going to take them out, it will be the most expensive kind of business venture of having to buy them drinks at like £10 a pint.
Yeah, I didn't really think that one through, did we?
We might have to bring a bottle with us. BYOB.
Anyone knows any good loan companies out there? Yeah. It reminds us of that game that we used to play on the TV with the loan shark.
Oh, yeah.
With that little jingle that used to come on. But no, like, so Kane Brown, he's coming across in January next year. He's doing Glasgow, Manchester, Birmingham, and London.
Yeah, but we've done Glasgow so many times now. We're pretty much Scottish.
Yeah.
Ironically, Tiger Lily thought we were.
Yeah, well, most people either think we're either Scottish, Irish, Australian, and then English is like the last one that comes through. I'm sure it's in the title of our name of the brand, Countrified UK.
I mean, with the United Kingdom part, Scotland could at least be in it. So, you know, that's fair enough.
Hey, they chose not to be in the UK anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
They chose for independence. Not that
like, they didn't get it, but anyway, we are not going to talk about politics.
Talking about Glasgow, actually, we're there next July 15th.
Yeah,
going to see Brad Paisley. But no, it just seems like a really good time in the UK at the minute, because obviously Keith Urban was across, Ashley McBride's just been, Brett Eldridge, unfortunately, yeah, we sell our tickets for that. Brothers Osborne's been like performing across here. Like Brad Paisley, yeah, like you've got Garth Brooks coming across, Kane Brown's
coming now, Russell Dickerson's going to be back here.
And then like Brett Young, he announced it also. Yeah. It just seems like, obviously after COVID and everything, everything's starting to get back to normal. And obviously these guys have produced so much music over that period of time when they had nothing else to do.
And so not only is it going to be like all these new songs, but then we get to listen to the old stuff that we've been listening and learning the lyrics to. It's just going to be amazing. And like literally to all those artists who are coming over, thank you for coming back to the UK and putting on these gigs. We have been desperate for them. We need the music.
Yeah, honestly, it's exciting times because obviously country music across here has grown. So there's just going to be more and more shows that it's going to come across. So I reckon we're probably going to be on the road more than some of the artists now.
I know. We're like the roadies to all of them. We're like, yeah. We're going to need a bigger car.
Yeah, bigger.
A bigger boat.
I need a new job with more money and air miles and a loyalty scheme with some hotel group. Anyone can hook up with this, let me know.
Yeah.
But funny enough, like, we're talking about like just Restless Road there and meeting up with them. And this was something I was wanting to talk to you about because I don't think we've actually spoken about this before. But have you ever like, right, so obviously, you know, it doesn't have to be like, well, it does in this instance, sorry. But you know when you meet somebody, like, and you can meet somebody for like a 10-second period, or you might have met somebody and known them for like 20 years and they can have like such an impact on your life and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There'll be certain people like that you've known friends since like you went to school with and like you've been best mates with. But one question I was asked was like, have you met like a famous person? And it might only be for like 30 seconds, like 2 minutes, or like someone that's like had such an impact on your life when you've spoken to them. And if so, who is it and like how come?
Oh, that's such a put on the spot kind of question.
Because I've met like tons of celebrities and stuff like that, and I always find boxers are very, like, really nice people. They'll take the time out. They'll stand and have a conversation with you. Some will like be there 10 minutes talking to them. But because I think it's because of the backgrounds they come from, because most of them were like getting the boxing as a form of like discipline. Because they were quite like naughty as children and stuff.
Yeah.
And then like one of the artists that definitely comes to mind is like Michael Bublé. When we met him, what a sweetheart. Sang happy birthday to my cousin Ben. Like he was probably loving it. We're talking hockey. We're talking everything with him.
I was going to say, I never met him.
But even like some of the country artists that we've met.
Yeah. Well, Lindsay L, she was class. She was down to earth. Walker Hayes, Travis Denton and stuff like that, like they Daniel Brad, you know, all of them, Rachel Womack, like just every time you spoke to them they weren't just kind of like, yeah, okay, what's your name, yeah, okay, quick picture, right,
but next. Half the time they don't even ask for your name, like It's just sort of like a conveyor belt, like, yep, get them in, out, boom.
Yeah,
but like these actually had a conversation with you as well.
Yeah. And they were generally like really nice people. And yeah, they literally spend like a couple of minutes with you just having a chat. Like those people just talking about, oh yeah, yeah, we went and saw you and such when we went there, like Nashville or something. And you know, the guys are just like, oh yeah, I remember that show. That was a great show. And like, you know, they're actually having a chat with them.
Yeah. I just feel like it's a good thing because like to them, it might just be another brief encounter that they've had. Like they'll have numerous account like meetings like that, but like for that one person, like can mean like the whole world to them. Like that could honestly change their life in some way, shape or form. And I just thought I'd ask you because obviously in the interview with like Tiger Lily we touched on it with like different country artists when they've been on tour, and it just seems like everyone that we've met within this industry is like lovely.
Class.
Like quite
everyone we've interviewed as well. Like we haven't had someone who's been like completely off with us or you know, we've always had a laugh with someone. Like we've gained like friendships with all these artists, and they're like they're so much fun. Like I love having like when Restless Road was on. Like, you know, there's three of them and stuff, and we were just laughing the entire time while answering some quite serious questions.
Ironically, like because someone asked us about it, and I said, well, everyone that we've had on the podcast, there's not one I would not go for a beer with.
Yeah.
I would, they're actually people that I would hang outside of doing this with. But yeah, like you say, like Restless Road, we'll still speak to them, like just randomly send each other direct messages and stuff. And it's good. But yeah, I just thought I'd ask you that question. Didn't have to be like a singer. It could have been a comedian or sports person or anyone like that.
I genuinely don't think I've met anyone like massively famous that was chatting. Honestly, I don't do meets and greets. I've met Rihanna.
Yeah. Oh, I love how you just pull that one out of the bag. Like, not just any old Tom, Dick and Harry. Oh, yes, Rihanna. Oh, yeah. Who's she again? Even if it wasn't like an actual meet and greet, it was just sort of just if you were on the street and you randomly met like somebody in Tesco or a supermarket.
Honestly,
for American listeners.
Not anyone. Not one person. If you told me about this question beforehand, I could have probably come up with something, but I'm on the spot. I don't know.
Ah, that's why I like it, because it's real. That's what I like about that. But
I was going to say, if I can't think of anyone off the top of my head, that means they haven't really improved my life in any kind of way or changed it.
Fair enough.
And that's me being honest.
But yeah, but no, so... Let us know, like, get in touch with us on Instagram if there has been like an instance, like right when we first started this podcast. Remember Jenny Grace?
I do.
Like that instance with Sean.
Interrogator.
Like, she had a big fan called Sean, and he, like, she had impacted his life. So let us know, like, and we'd love to like hear more about that story and yeah, just find out a bit more about it. Because I love hearing, like, you know, when you see on on Facebook and you see all these like really like heartfelt moments where like a footballer's playing football with like some kid that's had like a really bad injury or stuff like that. It's like really feel good moments and that. And I'd just like to hear some more about them, especially in this day and age that we live in.
Yeah, fair enough. I can't disagree with that in any kind of way. Hopefully that will happen for me. Hopefully I'm just going to walk into like Asda or something like that, and there's going to be like someone who I've always admired, and go and meet them, and they're going to say to me, do you know what?
Get lost.
Yeah. Fool, back up. And that would change my life, because now I hate that guy. But yeah, no, I'd like to have that experience one day. Maybe. We'll see.
But, well, how about we get into... An interview.
Yes. Well, let's see what people think of Tiger Lily.
Hey, we're Tiger Lily, and you're listening to Countryfied UK.
So we're now joined by the duo Tiger Lily. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are y'all?
We are doing very well. Like I said, it's nice to be in the UK when we actually have some warm weather. Might not be sunny, but it's warm.
Oh, but the sunshine helps so much. It just improves your mood. The sun is shining here in Nashville today, and I'm like, I can do anything. Anything's possible. The sun is shining.
I thought you were about to break out in a nanny song there.
That's hilarious.
That would have been cool. I love asking this question. This is the first question I'm going to throw at you guys. You can answer together. You can answer one at a time. Anything that we want, but how do you guys become Tiger Lily?
Yeah, so we're sisters. Mm-hmm. We're from the state of North Dakota, if you know where that is. It's way up there. It's almost Canada.
Yeah,
if you're not familiar with a lot of the American states or whatever. But it's a very small state. There's not a lot of people there. But she's the older sister by 2 years. We're really close in age. But she started singing and really loved to sing. And then I started writing songs and playing guitar and learning harmony. And then we naturally just started playing shows around North Dakota and the Midwest. And we're like, we can do this as a career. Mm-hmm. We can make money doing music. We didn't know that was possible.
Yeah.
Our parents were very supportive, but they weren't musical, so to say. But once we got a little taste of that, we can write our own songs, release them, go tour. We didn't want to do anything else. So mm-hmm. when I was 14, she was 16. We officially had a band name because mm-hmm. we used to go by Kendra and Krista, and we called ourselves Tiger Lily. And that's the brief story about how we started.
We have to ask the question of where did Tiger Lily come from?
Yes. So the spelling is a little weird, and most people think, you know, that was an accident, but it was on purpose. So in North Dakota, our parents' flower garden, tiger lilies, were the first flower to naturally like grow in their flower garden in the backyard. And then we changed the spelling of it to tiger lily to encompass, you know, some girl power in there. And honestly, through just doing music and throughout our journey, Krista has kind of encompassed the more tiger, cool, fierce guitar girl personality. And I'm definitely a little bit more girly, like the lily side of it. So it has like several different meanings to us, but ultimately we just loved how young and fun and bright the name felt.
Oh, awesome.
So what was the country music scene like in North Dakota, like when you were growing up?
Honestly, there's not a lot of people who are pursuing music as a full-time career. So it was a lot of learning curves, but I will say that we used our resources best we could. And there was a lot of super creative, talented people. Like our band teacher in our hometown would create music videos for us. And we had this guy out of Bismarck who would also create music videos for us. And so we had plenty of resources to still do what we're doing, but, I feel like not a lot of people leave North Dakota to pursue this kind of dream. Mm-hmm. And so our state has really been just so supportive of what we're doing and our move to Nashville, and they're still, so supportive of us now. So it's really cool to see.
And I will say, I know country music, well, obviously you guys are in the UK, but country music is known for being like Southern a little bit, mm-hmm. sometimes, like the Southern states in America, but we're from the Midwest. And I think people forget that North Dakota,
just as country,
love, we might not be Southern, but they love their country music, the whole Midwest area. So they get behind all that country music.
Wow, that's awesome.
Well, I went on holiday to Des Moines and I've never seen so many country music bars right there. So yes. It was just unbelievable, like to see that, like, because I didn't expect it out there. I actually didn't know what to expect across there, to be fair.
Right. Yeah. Country is everywhere. And even we've been touring a lot more this year, and even places like New York and Washington, D.C. and all these places where you're like, you know, maybe there might not be a big country music community. There's just people everywhere. And so I think when you're writing music and things like that, you have to think about it isn't just Georgia and Oklahoma, and we love them, obviously, but it's everywhere. Yeah.
You do find that country music is literally, as you say, everywhere. So in the UK, it doesn't seem like it's nowhere near as popular than over in America, but we've been to like so many gigs that happen over here, and you guarantee everyone you go to, it's filled, isn't it?
It is.
Absolutely filled to the brim. And you just go, oh, so we aren't the only ones. Which you gutted about, because you thought, oh, we'll go front of the stage. But no, you're just right at the back. You're just like, oh, where did you all come from?
The secret's out.
We thought we were on a niche there, but it didn't happen.
So what's it like being in a band as sisters as well? Like, how do you find that?
Honestly, I mean, we're going on maybe 10 years of being a duo now. And I think if we didn't get along, it wouldn't have worked this long. We honestly are each other's best friends and we get along super well. And there's a comfort to working with someone you know really well. There's also less of a filter. So if we're in a writing room and we say, I don't really think that fits. No one's offended. We're just like, yeah, what's the best thing for the song? But ultimately, it's just nice to have someone to lean on through the whole journey. And you can laugh at all the stupid things that go wrong, but you can also enjoy the things that come your way that are amazing and you never thought would happen. And you can also like kind of, I guess, cry together when things go really wrong, you know, as well. It's like you always have, you're at least not by yourself in all these scenarios. And it's just fun to jam together on stage. We just have the best time. So it's honestly great. The most asked question is, do we fight? But we don't fight that much.
No. Yeah. And if we do, it's like small things that probably aren't even about music.
Yeah.
But we rebound really quick. And yeah, like what we said, we're sisters. So we work it out. We've been around each other our whole lives. So.
Yeah. Do you ever get angry at them for being late for something?
Oh, don't get me started on that.
I am Krista, and I'm chronically late.
Krista is chronically late. And I'm like, we should probably be going by now, or we're going to be late. And she's like, I know. And somehow we always make it on time.
Cause she's early. I'm a late. We may always make it on time.
Yeah. But
see, that's why I'm early.
Yeah. But he'll say like a time, and then he pulls up outside the house 15 minutes early. It's like, don't say a time if you're going to come early, because then I feel guilty.
But I always say, but the thing is, you say a time and they're still late. Regardless, yeah. Like even if you're 15 minutes early, you say 7 o'clock, he's still going to be ready by 10 past.
Yeah, you just have to give the earlier time at this point to, you know, make so even if you actually, it's funny because my dad has started to do this with our mom. If we're supposed to leave by 9, he's like, Brenda, we need to leave by 8:30, you know, so she's at least ready by 8:45 or 9. So
nice. I need to try that. It's every duo has it. Has one person who's notoriously late. And I guess, fair enough, the one who's always notoriously early, but...
And then they balance each other out. Yeah. And then you work together.
Exactly. So let's talk about a bit of your music. So in July 2021, you released your first EP, which ironically is Tiger Lily. Mm-hmm. So what was that like, releasing your first ever EP?
Yeah, I mean, we had released music in the past, but that year we had signed a record deal with Monument Records. And so it was kind of our debut EP with this label, and we hadn't put music out in a while. So it was kind of like a fresh start for us, honestly, like here we are, kind of a new step in the door. And so there wasn't a specific name of a song that we really felt strongly about for the EP. And since we were kind of doing this new introduction, we said, why don't we just call it who we are? Yeah, Tiger Lily. And I think it was such a great introduction to who we are and what we're about. And it kind of has a song for all different types of people, all different occasions of life.
That's awesome.
But so you've been teasing like new music on Instagram. So like Left in His Truck and End Up Us. So is there any chance that there could be an album on its way?
There's definitely a chance. We don't know, because we've been writing so many songs, because the last thing we released was in July. Mm-hmm. And we're probably only going to release, I'll probably do another EP, so like 5 or 6 more songs. So there's so many songs that we won't be able to record.
Yeah.
But we're trying to figure out a way to where, even if we don't end up releasing the Left It In His Truck or End Up Us, that our fans can still have this song without it like being released. So we're working on that too, because we're like, we're teasing so many songs and we know we're not going to be able to, but it does help, I will say, to get people's feedback. Yeah. Like, we do take that into consideration, because we don't put out anything that we're not proud of in the first place, you know?
That's great. It must be like absolutely amazing when you're like kind of releasing your EP and you're getting that feedback. Do you find it's a lot of it is quite positive?
Yeah, mostly actually. I think overall that, you know, feedback is extremely positive. Every once in a while, someone will be like, this maybe isn't my favorite song of yours. But honestly, that's okay, because we honestly know that every song we put out is not going to be everyone's favorite. And there is a song for kind of every person. But overall, I feel like it's always pretty positive, which is nice.
We get random trolls on TikTok every once in a while, but I just usually delete the comments.
Sometimes the bad comments though are like funny and make us laugh. And you know, you're doing something right if you start to get some hate comments, you know what I mean? So
I mean, we get them on YouTube, and it is hilarious when you get the bad ones, and you've got to laugh at them.
Right. Yeah,
you have to always be able to.
Yeah, you have to laugh, because otherwise it'll just get in your head and you'll actually feel offended by it. But no, we laugh at it and have some fun with it. So
Well, apparently one person didn't like Blaine because he had too many tattoos on his arm.
Yeah.
I like tattoos.
The thing I don't get is, how does that affect their life?
No, it's like, well, thank you for your comments.
Yeah, thank you for taking your time out the day to tell me that.
I will make sure I wear long sleeves in the future.
And I don't.
Yeah. It's like comments like that, you know, I'm like, okay, like, how, I don't know how to help you, ma'am or sir. So
I love it, me, absolutely love it.
But one thing that you've talked about and touched up upon there was like TikTok and like Instagram and stuff like that. So you've really in touch with your fans, and you've got a huge following on TikTok. Do you think that helps when you're starting to put new music out, that you can like test the waters and like keep in contact with your fans?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, being from North Dakota and being from such a small state, social media has always been a really great tool for us to reach new people, you know, that weren't necessarily around us. And so even now, it's like, we use TikTok and we use Instagram and we use Facebook. It's kind of a test market for us and a way for us to just keep in touch and share, you know, parts of our career, you know, to keep people kind of
involved
in the journey of it all, because
it is, at the end of the day, you can like win all these awards and like, I don't know, like win a Grammy. But if you don't have fans that care about your music, you have, in my opinion, you have nothing. Like, there's people showing up to your shows that are invested in your music, at the end of the day, that's all that really matters. So we feel it's really important to like take care of our supporters, because they are a part of our journey. Like, we could not do it without them. We enjoy creating music no matter what, but it's always a little more fun when there's people who care about
also
it,
enjoy it
as well. Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because one of the things actually we really loved was like one of your music videos, but it was a fan video.
Oh yeah.
And where like we're singing and then you were putting like videos in of your fans, like in couples and that. And it was just like wholesome to see that they could be a part of that experience as well.
Yeah. It's fun because even at this point, you start to get to know, because we try to answer a lot of comments. We try to be super interactive. And you do start recognizing the names. And then when they actually show up to a show and they go, oh, hey, I'm this person, you know, I had commented on your Instagram.
Like,
and then
you
kind of connect the dots and you go, oh my gosh, that's you. And then you can kind of, you know, put that online persona to the actual person in real life. And that, to me, is one of the coolest parts about it.
Yeah, it's when you find the person who said they didn't like that song and you go, oh, I'm going to play it over and over.
Yeah.
Nice. Just wait till I play it
five times.
Yeah. You down there, enjoy. So we have to talk about this as well. CMA Fest. How excited are you guys to be playing there?
We are so excited. This is our first official CMA Fest, and we have gone to many, many CMA Fests as fans. And so, you know, thinking about all that, it's like, these are some of our major goals that we're finally getting to step into and do, and just to be part of the whole festival. And there's country fans from all over the world that come to this. So we're playing that Thursday, but we also have a few more surprises up our sleeves that we'll be announcing soon. So I think you'll be able to catch us play more than once if you'd like to.
Well, one of the cool things about it is, well, I'm going, but
he's going.
Is that you're playing on the refurb stage, isn't it? And you're like the opening act on the Thursday.
Yes.
So, like, what does it feel like? Because, like, essentially, you are opening the festival on that stage.
We are welcome to CMA Fest. We're the first thing you're going to hear when you step into Nashville for CMA Fest. I like that. We literally opened up the entire festival.
You just made me nervous now, man.
I was going to say no pressure. When you just asked that there, I was just like, I hope they realize. And then when you've just gone, oh yeah, we are. Oh no.
Yeah, no, we're going to leave a good taste in people's mouths and go, oh, if this is, you know, the energy that it's going to be the whole week, we're going to have a great week. So that's what we'll bring, hopefully, you know, to the stage that day. So
we're just excited because we know we'll have people there that are familiar with Tiger Lily, but also a lot of people who don't know who we are and aren't familiar. So like, just want to make a good impression on everybody. And I think we're doing a meet and greet afterwards as well. So like meeting as many people as we can. Yeah. Super excited. Like we said, we shared a lot of throwback photos when we announced we're doing CMA Fest, and we were like babies. Like, we were so young coming to Nashville and just like, what does it take to play one of these stages?
You're like, how do we get here? I still don't really know. You just kind of like figure it out along the way, but you have to come say hi then when you're here.
I definitely like, so
he'll say hi for me. I'll still be here.
You'll be opening the show like I say, and we'll be going to the stadium at nighttime and Keith Urban and Carrie Underwood on that night. So, yeah, no pressure, but
like I said,
what are you trying to do?
I wasn't nervous, but now. CMA Fest, it's a big deal, but people just want to enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
And they're, they're already country music fans. So really, like, no one's there to hate on you
unless you totally screw up.
Right.
Well, this is the thing I'm looking forward to, because never been to Nashville before. But the thing I'm most looking forward to is like all the different stages. Obviously, like, you've got Broadway, the bars at nighttime, but then like the Fanfare X, where like you can go meet the artists. So like, it's just one massive big experience that I think, like, because to me, it's the holy grail of like country music, like Nashville, and then the biggest festival of all time there. So
It really is. You'll never find another festival that has that many country artists playing for free on most of the stages.
And then, all the big ones.
And then too. Having that stadium show with all the big acts, it's pretty unreal, honestly.
You can't get about it anywhere yeah. else. Mm-hmm.
It's great that you start it as well, because everyone's not going to be too drunk. So you're going to have people who actually remember you and actually enjoy listening to the music, because let's be honest, five acts in, there's going to be people stumbling, throwing beers up in the air. And that's just him.
10:45 in the morning. Yeah. Start early.
Right. No, CMA Fest, yes, a lot of drinking that goes on.
The funny thing is, so when we moved to Nashville, we would play down on Broadway in the honky tonks like 3 times a week. And we played some of those shifts where it was like 11 a.m. to 2 a.m.
11 p.m.
Oh, 11 p.m. That would be a long shift. 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning. And you're right. When people are so drunk, you're just like,
they're not even listening to
me. Are they even listening? Do they even care?
What you should do is if you ever get to that point and you think, no one's listening anymore, just stop making up words. Let's see if anyone picks up on it. Play a game.
Watermelon, watermelon, watermelon. Yeah.
Here's Wagon Wheel for the 50th time. Yeah. Announce that. Yeah.
I'm not even going. I'm excited for everyone.
We'll be there next year.
I'll be there next year.
But yes, come next year.
Yeah, definitely.
100%. I will be there next year.
But so like you have just come back off tour, like supporting Cooper Allen.
Yes.
So what was that like? And is there any possibility that you guys would work together?
Yeah. Well, Cooper, first of all, just started out as a great friend. We had collaborated on TikTok a little bit and just had become friends. And then, you know, he's blowing up over here. He has like 8 million followers. And he said, yeah, I'm putting on this spring tour. And we actually have the same booking agency. And Krista goes, yeah, like if you need an opener, that'd be fun. And he was like, really? And so that's kind of how the whole conversation started. And it's been, honestly, I don't think we'll ever have a nicer headliner than Cooper. He is just so cool, so chill. He puts on such a great high energy show, and so down to earth, and is just really doing great right now. So yeah, it was super fun to go to a bunch of new cities and play, you know, to some of our fans and a lot of his fans and meet a bunch of new people. But I feel like that's where we thrive the best, is on the road, just playing music. That is where we feel most
accomplished.
Yeah, is just getting to meet and really see everything come to life, and
mm-hmm. people singing, you know, the songs you mm-hmm. wrote. Like today we wrote a song, and who knows, like maybe a year from now people will be singing it back to us.
Yeah.
So but yeah, and then also there is we don't have any more dates with Cooper as of now, but yeah, it could totally happen again. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've just said, so Cooper, he's definitely the best so far, would you say, as a headliner? What about Ashley McBride?
Oh, so we haven't done the Ashley McBride date.
So we're doing our Ashley McBride dates. We have 3 dates with her in September and October. So we are so, so excited for that. We know Ashley.
We met her a couple times.
A little bit, but obviously her and Cooper are totally 2 different things. So it's going to be 2 different, completely different shows, but we're still going to go out and do exactly what we do, you know, as any other place. And yeah,
I'm so excited for those.
Super excited for that. It's up in Montana, which is close to where we grew up. Ooh. So we actually have a lot of fans coming to those shows too. So it'll be, I think, pretty magical. Yeah.
We'll have to get you guys back on the podcast in October, and then we'll have to have a battle of who was better. Cooper.
Oh, right. It'd be so different. We like, honestly, most, and we've opened up for like Big and Rich and Rhymes. Yeah. And like most people are pretty nice. It's
Walker Hayes. We're doing some more dates with him this summer too.
And he is
the kindest, best person you'll ever meet. Mm-hmm. And so there, you know, we're not going to bad talk anyone. There's very few people. There is definitely very few people though who we could bad talk. I mean, honestly, everyone, it usually mm-hmm. for the most part is. Of course,
there's always one.
There's always one. There's always one. But for the most part, everyone is super nice.
Oh yeah. I mean, when you're headlining for someone, some people are maybe a little bit too big for their boots, but majority, like, as you just mentioned, Walker Hayes, he has his family like everywhere with him and stuff like that. And he just looks like the most down to earth, nicest person you could ever meet. And that's just watching him on TikTok and things like that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, really how he is.
He is like too. We had started to write with him. This is before Fancy Like, or, you know, he had blew up, and he didn't know anything about us. He didn't know we had anything going on. He just, you know, said yes to the right, got into the room. And the first thing I noticed about Walker is he does, the only thing he cares about is his family and literally creating music. He doesn't care about all the industry stuff going on. He's not caught up in that. And I thought that was so refreshing to see someone who literally cares about their family and the creation of music and his fans, obviously, too, but that goes with the music. And yeah, he's really refreshing to us because he has such a great story as well of just perseverance. And he's gone through so much in his life and he's stuck it out and it's worked out for him greatly. So yeah, nothing but good things to say about him for sure.
But like talking about going on tour and stuff, did you guys do like 180 shows in like 1 year, was it?
Right. Yeah. So we did. Wow. I mean, we did a lot in Nashville on Broadway that year. And then we also did a lot of out-of-state stuff. But a lot of those 180 shows were four-hour shows. So we could actually probably double that into, like, what's 180 times two? I'm bad at math. But
360.
360. We did about 360 shows that year.
Wow. I didn't even know you could talk after like 4 hours.
We couldn't, usually. Because we'd play
that Friday. That was our lives, for sure.
Yeah.
We played a lot Friday, of guitar Saturday, solos.
Yeah. And then by Monday we were like, yeah, we can't talk today. We sound pretty rough.
But it prepares you. Like, honestly, a big part of our story is playing those cover gigs in downtown Nashville for 4 hours. And you just build that, you know, stamina up and you meet a lot of people. A lot of our fans that come out to shows saw us at, we played a lot at Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Row was the bar we mainly played at. But it does matter. And it's a part of your story. And it's like, hey, it might not always be the most fun to play for 4 hours, but that just shows how bad we want it. And we don't just do music because we think it's going to be glamorous all the time either. It's because it's what we do.
Exactly. I mean, if the start off, sometimes you've got to, like, as the saying goes, get your boots dirty type thing. And eventually you'll get further and further up to your headline in CMA.
Let's do it. Open up the festival.
I see. Optimistic here.
Yeah. That's it. You'll have to come across the country to country, which is our form of CMA Fest, which has just happened not so long ago. And you'll be performing at that and doing your own like headline UK tour soon, hopefully.
We would absolutely love that. So many of our friends have been over there. And actually, I think Tennille Towns did the last one. I think Caitlin Smith did. Ashley McBride. I mean, I've heard her talk about the UK shows and how
she's just such a fan of
exceptional they are. And so y'all have been talked up. So we are looking forward to when that day comes.
We do our best.
Yeah, because she was here like last week as well, Ashley McBride.
Yeah, because she just had that. Like she remade those dates up or whatever.
Because she was across here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm just saying. I think she's been overseas doing a lot of shows over there. So yes,
she's been. Because we went and seen Keith Urban last week, and he was on at the same time. But the best thing about it is we're seeing artists in front of like 750 people are only there because they're smaller venues and like filling up. And like Keith Urban would do stadiums, massive arenas, and we're lucky to see him in just a couple of hundred people. So it's like awesome. That's living across here.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
What you guys said, like someone you should get into as supporting them, Russell Dickerson.
Oh yeah, he's cool. We don't know him.
I like his music. I've never seen him live, and I don't know him, but he has some real good songs. Good songs.
So, I've seen him live a couple of times, and we're seeing him again in October?
Yeah.
October time. He's one of my favorite.
Who is your like favorite artist in country music at the minute?
Miranda's one of our favorites for sure. And she's been kind of taking us under her wing a little bit, giving us some advice. So we're Miranda stans, obviously.
I personally love Brothers Osborne. Their music, I think, is amazing. They're such talented guitar players, but we really like, it'd be easier to ask us like who we don't like, which don't ask us that. But like, I mean,
that was my next question in fairness. Yeah.
It's such in a good place right now. Like Walker Hayes' stuff is so cool. Like we're fans of like the pop country. We're fans of like the more traditional country. Like we love all of it. We're like I love people who are taking risks with their music. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Oh, awesome.
I totally agree. Mm-hmm.
Now, so we're coming mid 2022. Any plans? Well, after the CMAs, of course, any plans for further gigs? Any more? Well, I know that you're saying that you're hopefully going to get an EP out. Do you think that's going to be this year? Do you think it will be just twitching over the 23?
If I was to predict, which all this will probably change because it's this industry, you know, we're hoping to have a single out still by mid to late summer, maybe an EP in this fall. Fall would be great. And we actually still have a lot of festivals and shows basically throughout September. So we're going to be on the road for quite a while still. But yeah, we'd love to have a single out here in the next month or two or three, and the EP out by fall would be awesome. Mm-hmm.
I feel like and everyone's really excited about the songs were, cause you have to like turn in songs to your label, and it's like it's a process, but everyone's really excited about mm-hmm. all the songs. So that's not, we don't have lack of songs. It's just kind of, you know, it takes time to record and make sure it's all right. So,
Oh, no, that's awesome. Well, if in an ideal world, if you had the chance to come to the UK, do you know any kind of UK, are you like familiar with any kind of UK towns and cities apart from London and Scotland?
I would say no. You guys could be our tour guides.
Right. And I would like try to just shout off some names right now, but I feel like I would make myself look like an idiot.
So I will say,
go for it. I would do it with America, honestly. And I would make myself look like a right fool.
The only other country we've ever been to is Canada. So,
but like, I would love to, are you from Scotland or so no?
We're still English. That sounds really wrong. Okay. We're England, but just like we're just over the border. We're about an hour and a half from Scotland.
Okay.
We're in a place called Newcastle.
Newcastle.
Yes. Okay. I've actually heard of that. Yes.
Have you heard of the brown ale by any chance? The beer. It's called Newcastle.
See, I love beer. So find me like a little English pub or like all the pubs. Take me all the good pubs.
I will show you every pub. Literally, yes. We will get you to all the beers that you want around here.
Right. Tiger Lily, the pub tour. There we go.
Perfect not the name music. For a pub that would be as well. That
would actually be awesome. Tiger Lily pub.
Like a boutique bar. Right. I'm copywriting that.
We're going to go into business together, so it'll all be good.
And the best thing is you can perform every night.
Yeah, we'll always have a place to play.
Yeah, we'll run the bar. We'll probably drink as well. So profits might be a little low, but it'll be all right.
Yeah, we'll break even.
Yeah, but if you ever come to Newcastle, you've got to kind of learn a bit of the slang. And okay. I've done this with a few Americans, and it would you say it goes all right?
Yeah, the best one I did, if you know, she's called Hallie Kearns.
Yeah. Yeah. So
she smashed it out of the park.
Yeah, she's done the best one.
Or Restless Road.
Restless Road did all right, actually. Restless Road did really, really well.
Yeah, they're fun too.
Kendra, we'll start with you. So I'll give you just a little phrase and I'll say it in what we call Geordie. So this is the slang.
Geordie?
Yeah, so I'll give you a nice easy one. We aye man.
We aye man.
Oh, that's really good. That's really good. Wow. I think that was the best.
Wow.
That was the best. Right, Krista, go on.
No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. Go on. You think give a good Geordie slang.
Wow.
How you Dean like?
Hi Dean like. That was bad. Hi Dean like.
It's not too bad. We've heard a lot worse.
Okay, good. Well, she has it down. At least we're one for two.
Yeah.
All right.
What do these mean? What are you actually saying?
How are you doing?
Oh, okay.
And right. the way I man, that is like, yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, do you want to do a North Dakotan accent?
Go for it.
I am actually the worst with accents, so go for it.
You go. Oh, yeah, you betcha.
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
That's pretty good.
I thought that was sounding more Norwegian.
It is a little. We're a little Norwegian up there, yeah. German. Yeah.
Is it like near Fargo where you're from? Because that's the only place I know in North Dakota.
Yes. Fargo is about 4 hours from where we grew up, but we still do a lot of shows there. So
the Fargo accent.
That's the most famous North Dakotan city, but
Oh, yeah.
North Dakota. Oh, for sure. Yeah, Becky says to watch for deer.
I'm not even good. I was going to try it, but I'm going to say end up saying something completely really bad. Good.
See, funny. I can do the North Dakotan accent, but yeah.
I would hope so. You're from there. that's like when if you said to me, oh, you do a good Geordie accent, it's just like, well, we are.
Good. Well, I don't, but that's okay. We all have our strengths. So,
well, when you do come over to the UK, we'll do a tour with you. We'll start off in Newcastle because that's the most interesting place.
Yes.
Okay. And when I say interesting, the people here are interesting.
I love a character. I'm good with that.
Oh, you'll find many of them. So that'll be all right.
It's like Florida on steroids.
Yeah.
Florida on steroids.
That's funny.
That's a great example.
I've never heard you say anything like that.
It's the only thing I could think of that they would understand.
That's really funny.
That's tickled me. Well, guys, it's been amazing talking to you. I know you guys have got a busy afternoon. We know that your friends are currently kicked out of the house right now while waiting for you to finish talking to us. So we will end it there, but it has been great talking to you. We wish you the best of luck for all the festivals, all the gigs you've got coming, and all the singles you got coming out, and hopefully an EP, and hopefully a UK tour one day.
Yes, yep, absolutely.
Well, but we thank you guys for taking the time and talking with us.
Yeah, thank you.
We've loved it. Absolutely loved it. Mm-hmm. So we hope you have the great rest of the day because it's almost nighttime here. But you enjoy the rest of your day and hopefully we will speak to you soon and maybe Blaine in person.
See you in a month's time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
June 9th.
Well, take care.
We'll see you. Bye, y'all.
Thank you. See ya. So that was the interview with Thai Girl Lily.
Yeah. And now we have to give the opinion on who did the better accent, Kendra or Krista. I mean, my opinion, it was Kendra.
I'm going to say Krista.
Really?
Just
sorry. No offense, Krista. Yeah, no. Do you know what? That was harsh of me. Do you know, she did her best. And they gave me the line as well.
They gave you
good
feedback as well. So.
Well, yeah, but I thought I did a pretty good accent. Considering I'm the worst. Actually, you're not great on accents.
I'm pretty good at American accents, but any other accent, like
what's your New York one?
Go on. New York one.
Yeah,
get me a cup of coffee with a tuna sandwich.
That is awful.
That is so awful to a New Yorker because it probably don't even sound like that.
It's not awful to a New Yorker. It is just genuinely awful.
I have just made them sound like a 1940s gangster.
Yeah, they're about to shoot up the place. Like,
I'm sure everyone in New York so lovely and friendly, not just so hostile.
Yeah, you've just insulted an entire state. Like,
I can do like a basic Californian girl, but we're not going to do that one.
A Californian girl?
Yeah.
Go on.
No.
No, you've got to do that. You can't just say that and then not do it.
I'm trying to think, what can I say?
This is going to be good.
It's not. Good. You've seen our impression video on YouTube, Alex.
Yeah, I know. I was better than you.
It was borderline racist.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Like, it's amazing it's still up on there.
It's amazing that hasn't had many thumbs down.
Not one. If it's had nothing but positive feedback, and I don't know how.
No, actually talking like about Thai Girl Lily there for a second. Before, like, we rolled the interview and stuff, we were talking about duos.
Yeah.
And it was just ironic because they were, like, the female version of us.
Yeah, they were. Like, I'm Kendra.
You're Kendra. I'm Krista. Can't even speak.
Spit it out. Krista.
Yeah. Because I'm always sort of on time to a degree. Mm. And Alex's face tells that story. Mm-hmm. So I'm always a couple of minutes late.
Yeah, a couple of degrees off from that statement.
And he's always like bang on time, like really well beforehand as well, like very, very punctual. And that was the same with them because it was one question that was asked and was like, do you get annoyed with each other? Like,
yeah, which they don't. They're sisters, they're best friends. You know, they work together, and they seem like they had a great relationship.
Yeah,
and you know, it's awesome to see. And it's just funny because when we're talking about people being on time, because literally we were here and then it hit 7 o'clock, and that's when I was just like, okay, start. Like when we were doing the interviewing them the other night, it's just like 7 o'clock, okay, we're pressing it on. And in fairness to them, straight away their name came up and it was Kendra. Of course it was Kendra's name.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wonder if Crystal was still getting ready.
Yeah, yeah, I reckon, like, she was, like, told, like, a different time, like, oh, yeah, it's going to be at, like, 20 to 7. But, yeah, it was funny as well because, like, obviously they had no reason not to be late because they were already, like, recording in the studio and, like, the house. They were there anyway. But, like, people say to me, I would be late for my own funeral, man.
Yeah.
Like, so it is what it is. But, oh, I'm really excited to see where their career takes them.
Yeah.
Because there's so many, like, girl duos that are starting to come out now. Like, obviously, you've got people like Maddie and Tay.
Yes.
And it's just awesome to see, like, the style of music they're making and, like, how different they are to, like Maddie and Tay. And it's, I think they're just going to go leaps and bounds, obviously, starting out. And, like you say, it was quite wholesome to see. If you go on the Instagram, when we're talking about the CMA awards, like, there are pictures of them throughout the years and they're like these fresh faced like teenagers and then like actually performing at the festival one day, which must be like the best feeling ever.
I would love that. But no, we had a great time interviewing them. They're absolutely lovely girls, and do you know what, I think they've got a really strong future ahead of them. They're both very funny, they're both switched on, and they're both driven. And it's very refreshing to see, you know, that there's, you know, how many shows did they do?
It was like 180 shows in one year, but they were saying like some of them shows were 4 hours long.
Yeah.
So like, to me, that just shows how hard working you are. It's not something like you're half-ass.
Sorry.
Yeah. I didn't really want to say that, Tim, but yeah, it's something that you sort of like, sorry, not just
make me say it then.
Yeah. I teed you up for that one and you knocked that one right out of the park, man. But yeah, absolutely. But yeah, please. Hopefully one day we'll get them back on the podcast.
Oh, 100%.
When they're back on, honestly, yeah, they'll be top of the charts.
Yeah. Well, for Kendra and Krista, if you're listening, thank you so much for joining us. And guys, follow them on Instagram, all kind of media, Spotify, get the music playing, you know, like them, share it, and get their name out there. That's Thai Girl Lily, awesome duo. So next up, we're going to do what we haven't done in a little while, is some recommendations of new music coming out. Yeah. So, starting off with Worth a Shot, Ellie King featuring Dirk Bentley. That's, do you know what? That would be awesome, just because it's got Dirk Bentley in it.
Yeah.
Like,
Ellie King
is class, but, like, Dirk Bentley.
Yeah, he's just unreal.
He's unreal. You proof what? By Morgan Wallen, You Proof. Seeing Someone Else in Grid and Dress. Try to say that too quickly there. Filler Up, John Pardy. Now, that's quite a cool title, Filler Up, because if you're in the UK right now, fuel prices have just shot through the roof. It might be up in the same in America, but fuel prices have just gone. So, Filler Up. Yeah. We'll do that here.
We'll modify that title to Fill It Half Up.
Fill It Up to the halfway line. So that's, yeah, Fill Her Up by John Pardy. Wait Up For Me, Brett Eldridge. Hell of a Way to Go, Riley Green. Trust Issues, Elena Springsteen. Mean Something, Fillmore. I Love My Hometown, Ray Lynn. Whatever She Sees in Me, Trey Lewis. Little Bit, Drew Baldridge. Wild Hearts. I thought you were going to try and trip me up on that, you know.
Drew Bulbridge.
Oh, Drew, I'm so sorry. If anyone goes back to that, find the podcast of when we interviewed Drew Bulbridge, and I completely messed up. I re-edited it. Thank goodness. But
the video
is still on YouTube, and I can't edit that bit. And it's just me. It's me saying, right, we're now joined by Drew Bulbridge.
The only way I can describe Drew's reaction in that video is if someone like flashed him.
Yeah, just
he was like what the hell
did he just say? But do you know what? He was so nice and just did not say a thing, did not correct me. But I got his name right eventually. That was, oh man. Then we got Wild Hearts, The Shires, Love Like We're Drunk, Kylie Morgan, Bust, Walker Montgomery. I thought that said Rust for a second. Rust. But it's Bust. What Brought You Back, Brad Cox, and Thought You Should Know, Morgan Wallen again. He's got a couple of songs hitting on the new music.
Yeah, like that You Proof only came out yesterday. And honestly, it just seems like there's so much music coming out now. It's unreal. Like every other day, there's about 8 tracks coming out.
It's great. But that is all new music going on. So get on your Spotify. Get those songs listened to. Those are recommended by us. They're great songs. Get them listened. So, Blaine, have we got a little bit of country news?
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be quite the same without it, would it, this week?
Well, it wouldn't. So, you're right.
Yeah, a bit of country music news going on this week. So one of our favourites here at Countryfied UK is Luke Combs.
Yeah.
And his wife, Nicole, announced that a bit back that she was pregnant with the first child. So they took to social media the other day and announced that it's going to be a baby boy due sometime in May. So, Nicole, can we just hold on till after CMA Fest and make sure Luke's there?
Yeah.
Because that's a slight bit more important. And, yeah. But like,
that's the only reason Blaine's going.
If that baby boy, right, has literally an ounce of talent, like his dad,
he's going to
he's gonna
awesome.
Be an absolute superstar. Like, I'm excited about that. Imagine if he came, I just imagine like Luke Combs' baby boy coming out and he's like, just the spit, like a little mini baby version, like got a little bit of a ginger beard going on, ginger hair, comes out in a cap.
That'd be awesome.
Red cup in his hand. But going on, like, Tyler Hubbard, who is also known for being one half of Florida Georgia Line, has announced his first solo project of his. The single is called 5'9" and is going to be released on May the 20th and featured on radios on May the 23rd.
Keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, well, the track was co-written with Jaron Johnson and Chase McGill of the Cadillac Free, with the track also being co-produced by one of Nashville's finest, Jordan Schmidt. So that's nice. Going to be unbelievable. And Tyler's so cool as well. So
that'd be cool.
Dan and Shay is also in the news this week as they've been added to perform at this year's Billboard Music Awards, which takes place this Sunday, May the 15th. They join fellow country artists Ella King, Miranda Lambert singing Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home, and Morgan Wallen, who was making his first appearance as award show performer after he was like effectively blacklisted by the award shows due to his incident back in January 2021. So can't wait to see them on like YouTube. Don't think I'll stay up for that one, but yeah. And this is a thing as well. So this is in the news at the minute, and obviously everyone's talking about it, but country music fans are divided on the CMA Fest lineup of 2022. So it's one of the biggest country music events in the industry, and judging by the lineup, it goes to show why. But some fans are calling it the ultimate show, while some are so angry that the favourite artists have been left out. So, like, fans of Blake Shelton, Eric Church, Miranda Lambert, Walker Hayes are outraged that, like, these artists have not been included.
Yeah.
So, like, I think it's a, like, absolute unbelievable lineup, as do most people. But I can understand, like, that the person I was disappointed that wasn't included was Morgan Wallen, because he's got like one of the biggest albums, like winning all the awards at the minute.
Yeah.
But like even Walker Hayes, like you can't not put him in a show when like Fancy Like's done so well.
Yeah, exactly. He's smashing it over there.
But yeah, so it was just more of a question we wanted to put to you guys. If you're going, if you're not, what did you think of the lineup? Is there anything that you would change? Would you maybe switch one of the headliners out for Blake Shelton or Eric Church? Yeah. So just get back to us on like that's Instagram and let one know. Eric is one day going to really come for us, isn't he?
Hey, boys. Uh-oh.
Sorry, who are you? Who's this hick?
The name's Eric. Eric Church.
Where do I hear that from?
I don't care if you go to church, man.
Do you work at Walmart? No, I'm sure I've seen news from somewhere.
He hasn't got that high job. Right. That is, we got like, man, we always have a dig and there's no need for it.
The funny thing is, we find it absolutely hilarious. And when we try to explain to anyone else, like, why it's funny, they're just like, huh? Like,
yeah.
It really doesn't like, it was work.
No. Like, once again, we actually genuinely like Eric Church. It just started with that one little joke and then we've escalated it.
Everyone,
we can't,
like,
stop now.
Regards him as like one of the best. People call him Chief, right? And then we're just like just having a laugh. And yeah. Then people actually generally do think we have a hatred for Mr. Church.
Which we don't. But well, guys, thank you so much for listening. Once again, a huge thank you to Tiger, Lily, Kendra, and Krista for coming on, sharing some of their stuff. They got their new music coming out. Listen to the stuff that has come out already. Get on Spotify. Follow them. Support them. They're going to be at the CMAs, and Blaine's going to be there as well. So if you see Blaine, say hi and ask why isn't Alex with you. Could you not afford to take him with you? So,
and... for next week we have another performer at that awards, but another rising superstar, and we'll not mention who it is again.
We're not
going,
like,
to keep you guessing.
Yeah. It's why would we ruin the surprise? Why? We would never do that.
But we'll help you with a little clue. She did perform at the C2C award, C2C festival in London. So yeah. Go through that lineup.
Not in Glasgow,
try and match somebody up from the CMFS.
Yeah. Good luck.
And then if you get it right. Well done.
Well, guys, that is a bye from me.
And it's a bye from me.